Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
LivestockMarket.com puts you in control when buying or selling commercial livestock, seed stock, or show stock. The easy-to-use online platform at LivestockMarket.com offers private treaty, online auction, and live auction internet bidding. Animals are sold before they ever leave your place. And with LivestockMarket.com, there's no middleman. Buyers connect directly with livestock and hay producers. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, sheep, goats, pigs, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to LivestockRiskServices.com.
The 2025 Cattlemen's Congress Gerald Callahan Collegiate Livestock Judging Contest has concluded. Overall winning team in the senior division going to Texas Tech University, and the individual by a record number of points earned, 4 points ahead of the previous record, is Texas Tech University junior Lexi Hunt. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Lexi right after picking up the win.
Yes, sir. Our team's been working hard over the past month to gear up, with this being the first national contest of the season on the senior college side. So it means a lot, not only to me, but our entire team.
So tell me a little bit about your history as far as judging judging livestock.
Yes, sir. So I grew up judging livestock throughout 4-H and FFA from an early age at the county fair onto the state fair level. And then my love for it actually sent me to South Plains College in Levelland, Texas for junior college. There I was coached by Connor Brew alongside some great teammates and had an awesome time there. And then that led me to my time at Texas Tech in Lubbock, where myself along with 10 other judging team members, we are under the advisement of Coach Skylar Scotton and Case LaRoe.
Lexi also had great advice to offer to younger students.
I just think the biggest piece of advice that I can offer is to never quit in the pursuit of your dreams. I come from a background where I necessarily wasn't as competitive as some kids, or I just didn't have it as easy in terms of showing, and I thought maybe I'd never get to the level where I could be really competitive at livestock judging. And I think if you just continue to pursue it and you truly believe in yourself and then surround yourself with others that lift you up and encourage you to get better, you can achieve anything.
Hunt's plans for the future include staying in the livestock business and currently interns with a company in Iowa that deals with small ruminant production services, and she believes all these lessons that she's learned are paramount for her future. Well, according to new data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, sales of ag tractors and combines fell in the United States during December 2024 compared to the previous year. U.S. sales of ag tractors fell 11.3%, while combine sales were at 26.4% lower in December 2024 compared to December 2023. December sales of ag tractors and combines follow patterns that we saw throughout 2024, which reflects softness in the market, that coming from AEM Senior Vice President Kurt Blades. While the year's been marked by high interest rates and uncertainty throughout the overall ag economy, AEM is looking forward to the potential of 2025 and will continue to advocate for policies focused on positively impacting the industry. Canada's sales of ag tractors dropped 3.2%. Combines fell 37.3% in December when compared to the previous year. Biggest drop was in 100-plus horsepower tractors. That was down about 27% from the previous year. You've got farm news.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southeast Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 14th at Eastern Oklahoma State College in Wilburton. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.